This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Sean Matthew. Chematon's home parish is St. Thomas Orthodox Church of Detroit. Chematon just completed his master's in Syriac from St. Ephrem Ecumenical Research Institute in Kottayam, India, and has returned to us back here in the U.S. And at this time, I invite Chematon to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Thank you, Achin. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 15. Once again, please turn Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 15. Starting from verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons of men, as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this any become defiled. Barakamur. Barakamur, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Dearly beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, the last few weeks we have been dwelling on the theme of renewal, and today is the last time that we will be dwelling on this theme before we move into the theme of Transfiguration, which begins with the Feast of Transfiguration on the 6th of August. As we dwell on this theme of renewal, and taking into account that the Shunoyo Lent started this evening, extending for the next 15 days and culminating in Shunoyo Perunal, or the Feast of the Dormition of St. Mary, let us look at the passage that was just read from Hebrews. The epistle to the Hebrews is traditionally thought to have been written by St. Paul, but modern biblical scholars are uncertain as to who wrote it. The author of this epistle mainly focuses on the need for a steadfast faith in Jesus Christ. This was because the audience for the epistle, the Greek-speaking Jewish Christians, had begun backsliding to their old faith, Judaism. As a result, the author emphasizes that Christ and his sacrifice are superior to Judaism. He then encourages the readers of the epistle to remain strong in their Christian faith. Looking more closely at Hebrews chapter 12, 7 through 15, the first thought that I'd like to share with you today is, endure unpleasant circumstances through sacrifice. Once again, endure unpleasant circumstances through sacrifice. Throughout our lives, we are made to face joyous occasions as well as challenging experiences or unpleasant circumstances. While we must remember to thank God for both the joys and the sorrows in our lives, it is really the unpleasant circumstances and how we face them and how we react to them that really either help us or hold us back from a meaningful relationship with God. Let me share with you a story from my seminary days in Koryam. This happened in 2006 when I was in the second semester of first year. The seminarians at Koryam Seminary are allowed to step beyond the gates for personal free time just once a week on Saturday afternoons from after lunch till 5:30 p.m. We are to be back inside the seminary by 5:30 p.m. or face the wrath of either the prefect or the warden or both. On this particular Saturday, my classmate and I were running through town to the nearest auto rickshaw stand. It was already 5:25 p.m., and we were getting close to an auto stand when we passed a small crowd of people on the way. My classmate stopped to see what the commotion was about, so I reluctantly did the same. We were short on time. There was a man on the sidewalk lying on his back, choking on the foam that was coming out of his mouth. He looked like he was having an epileptic seizure. The growing crowd was staring at him, not knowing what to do. My classmate proceeded to shove some people aside, and he then turned that man's body so that he was lying face down. The foam drained from his mouth, and the seizure stopped, by which time he was sound asleep. My classmate had just saved a person's life. But we were still braced for a scolding as we arrived in seminary 10 minutes late at 5:40 p.m. Of course, the prefect was waiting for latecomers like us, but on hearing what happened, he let us go, but not without a warning. The lesson we can learn from this is that God may place a challenging circumstance in our path, and the best way to handle that dilemma or unpleasant experience or the possibility of an unpleasant experience is to make a decision that involves personal sacrifice. Such a decision may result in some pain or discomfort, but the end result is that we have passed the test, we are closer in our relationship to God, we're given more strength to endure the troubles that may lie ahead, and we rejoice in our fellowship with our brothers and sisters who struggle daily to live a life that Christ wants us to lead. When talking about sacrifice, it is important to note that sacrifice is not the same as compromise. Jesus Christ did not sit at a boardroom table with the prophets, the apostles, and the martyrs and come to a compromise solution on how to save humanity and to return humans to their original state before the fall. What did Jesus do instead? He sacrificed himself rather than come to a compromise. Likewise, we are also called to make sacrifices, decisions that might hurt us in the short term, rather than come to a compromise. The second thought that I would like to share with you is this: renew our strength through holiness. Let us renew our strength through holiness. Let us read again verses 12 through 14 of the passage we're discussing this evening, starting with verse 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. These days, it is very challenging to see examples where we are at peace with all people, as is said in verse 14 that we just read. Are we at peace with ourselves, with our siblings, and with our parents? What about with those in our parish? Because of this lack of peace, we are made to go through sometimes tough experiences in our life that may cause us to feel that we have no more strength to carry on, no more strength to continue walking, as is described in verses 12 and 13. Let's look at this a bit more closely. Beginning with ourselves, Are we at peace with ourselves? How are we handling the daily pressures of school and college and work, etc.? When it comes to school, are we at peace with our classmates? Are we at peace with ourselves when we go out with our college classmates? Are we at peace with ourselves? Is our conscience clear when we go out with those at work? Some of us may have disagreements or even serious arguments with our brothers and sisters. Some of us may have daily fights with our parents or just one parent. Some of us may have disagreements with those in our own parish, and this may result in serious consequences, for example, with parishes deciding to split in two. What are some of the things that we can do to solve the situation and to do justice to verse 14 in Hebrews chapter 12, which calls us to pursue peace with all people? Here are a few strategies. One, daily prayer. Through persistent daily prayer, we can have a blessed relationship, a close relationship with God that will help us to be at peace with ourselves and with our neighbors, with our family, those at work, and those at school. Second, daily Bible reading. Daily Bible reading, unfortunately, still eludes many of us. Many of us who call ourselves or think of ourselves as strong Christians continue to fail to read the Bible daily. Yes, indeed, Bible verses are available in the prayers that we recite daily. However, we need to have a habit of picking up the Bible and reading specific passages. One strategy for building a consistent daily Bible habit, reading habit, is this. Take, and this is only as an initial step, take 5 verses maximum. Before one goes to bed, pick a random passage in the Bible and read at most 5 verses. If one reads a single verse and if something is communicated to us in that, we may stop at that verse and at most once again read only 5 verses before closing the Bible and going to sleep. Once again, this is just an initial method through which we can try to have a consistent daily Bible reading habit. The third strategy through which we can pursue peace is by making small godly decisions every day. For example, if a family friend calls and our mom picks up and the dad does not want to speak, sometimes the mom might say a small lie that the dad is not at home. It is these things that one can avoid, and we can try to make tough, sacrificial, but godly decisions daily in order for us to have peace with ourselves and with our family. Let me summarize the 2 ideas that I wanted to share with you today. Firstly, I talked about enduring unpleasant circumstances through sacrifice. Making tough decisions, we are able to make sure that we can overcome problems, and through having made those unpleasant, through having made those sacrificial decisions, we are then strengthened and enabled to move through the days after the Lent, strengthened to handle all the tough decisions that are thrown at us. The second idea that I intended to share with you today is that we must renew our strength through holiness. By pursuing a daily life of prayer, through daily Bible reading, and by making small godly decisions every day, we will be able to strengthen ourselves through living a holy life. Let us use the next 15 days of Lent as a blessed opportunity to make these things a reality, as we ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Let us close in prayer. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.